Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, brought to you by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana. Today, we're talking with Dr. Ray Smith about what's new in the treatment of vascular disease. Thanks for coming, Dr. Smith.
Thank you.
Why is the on-site vein clinic so important for patients?
Well, our vein clinic is part of our clinical practice now in cardiology, and it's relatively new even for advanced cardiovascular specialists. Over the last 5 to 6 years, we've seen an increase in the number of vein-related problems, and so we felt it was important to not only get involved with it, but to have an on-site vein clinic that makes it very convenient for the patients.
And what vascular diseases are treated in the clinic?
So primarily in the outpatient clinic located on our campus, we treat ablation therapies for venous reflux disease that's associated with primarily the saphenous veins. We also do phlebectomy of those ropey vascular diseases that you see on patients' legs sometimes.
And are there any new or cutting-edge treatments being offered?
There is. It's a growing field, that of venous disease, and we seemingly every 6 months there's a new catheter system or a new way to treat these vein-related illnesses, especially reflux disease.
When patients come, what should they expect during the treatments?
Well, for most of the patients getting ablation therapy, they're going to arrive to the vein center. They'll be prepped and everything will be sterilized in terms of the area that we'll be working on. And they will usually get some sort of local anesthetic. The treatment will be done. Their legs will be wrapped and then they'll actually go home the same afternoon. We call it a come and go procedure. You can drive yourself here and drive yourself back home.
Well, that's very convenient. So what type of outcomes are you seeing from the treatments? Does it improve overall cardiovascular health?
It does. The majority of the patients that we see have venous ulcer disease or severe venous insufficiency, and it causes complications with skin disease and skin disorders. So by treating these patients, we see early resolution of the skin ulcers and or disease, and we also see better long-term outcomes of the patient's skin and their treatment.
Now, if I'm in need of a procedure, how should someone make an appointment for the vein clinic?
Well, it's by simply calling our main number. Tell them what you are concerned about having vein-related illnesses, and they will put you in the clinic to see one of the doctors that treat the vein diseases.
Thanks so much, Dr. Smith.
Thank you.
And of course, you're online. People can go to the website. So for more information, go to acsdoctors.com.